The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. There's a good chance that everyone listening to this is without power, so it seems appropriate to dedicate this community comment to outage tips, starting with safety tips. First of all, be careful driving during power outages, since many streetlights are not working or are only flashing, and people unintentionally drive right through the intersections. Avoid using candles for light in your home, since it's super easy for them to start a fire, and also avoid lanterns that burn any hydrocarbons, such as propane, lamp oil, or white gas, since they use oxygen and produce odorless carbon monoxide. They can also burn your house down. Battery-powered lanterns and flashlights are the safest source of light during power outages. Ones that use LED bulbs last for a long time on a set of batteries, and battery-backed up LED nightlights are one of my favorites. On the other hand, if you run a generator, make sure it's far from your home and from open windows. They also produce carbon monoxide that you don't want leaking into your home. Another consideration is food safety. Some basic rules of thumb are that a refrigerator keeps food cold for about 4 hours without power, and a full freezer can keep food cold for about 48 hours, less if it's less than full. Consider having some gallons of frozen water in your freezer that you can move to your refrigerator when the power goes out. These also serve as emergency water. Whatever you do, remember that opening your freezer or refrigerator will reduce how long they keep food cold, so plan out your food grabs so you can open them as little as possible. Some additional tips include keeping your car's fuel tank full, having some emergency food, water, and medication, and some cash on hand. Now let's talk about some longer-term considerations. In general, the more your house depends on electricity, the more you are impacted by power outages or shutdowns. So, if your well pump, heater, stove, water heater, and heaven forbid your coffee maker all need electricity, then you're going to have a hard time getting water, keeping warm, cooking food, taking a shower, or getting your morning caffeine fix. This is a situation where having a generator that can power your entire home is a good consideration. On the other hand, if you use natural gas for all of those needs, and you have those battery-powered LED lanterns, then the only real need you have for electricity is for your refrigerator and freezer. This is my personal situation, so we just have a smaller generator that can run our freezer and refrigerator. So we fare pretty well, as long as I remember to have generator fuel on hand. So if these shutdowns have identified your vulnerabilities, then this is a good time to make a list while it's still fresh on your mind, so that you can be better prepared next time. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.